This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra, spent another day on Capitol Hill testifying before lawmakers about why it took GM a decade to recall millions of cars with defective ignition switches. Barra apologized again today, but as the recall continues, it's unclear what'll happen to the automaker's brand. David Vinjamori is the author of the book Accidental Branding, and it's good to have you here.
Thank you, David.
David, you're someone who pays close attention to brands, and I wonder sort of what you make of how GM has handled it in light of all this.
I've actually been surprised at how well Mary Barra, as a new CEO, has done with this. It's the worst imaginable job to walk into. One of the most visible CEOs in the U.S., you come in and uncover a major, major issue that leads to an enormous recall. And the transparency and honesty and forthrightness, I think, has been very helpful, although obviously GM itself is in a difficult position.
Talk to me about its brand. I mean, this is a company that was in bankruptcy a few years ago. It had to rely on the federal government to get out of that. So you could say that its brand has sort of clawed back to what it was. How badly does this tarnish it?
You know, it's hard to say because it depends on whether, and you could hear it in the testimony, it depends on whether this is attributed to the old GM or to the new GM. And that's really the way that she was trying to position it. If people see this as a part and parcel of the company that went bankrupt, and they see her as a CEO coming in to clean that up, I think it'll be good for the brand. If it is seen as a continuing morass, it will not be good.
The risk here, I assume, is that you'll have Americans thinking about buying cars who are going to pause, maybe give second thought to buying a GM vehicle. How does a company get around that when news like this is broken and the story's still unfolding?
You know, it's a shame because they actually have some very solid products that have been coming out in the last couple of years. And I think the best thing that they can do is basically what she did today. You apologize. You're transparent. You say, this is what we're doing. We're working with the U.S. attorney. They've brought on one of the top victims' compensations expert in the country to show that they're serious about actually taking care of the people who were affected by this.
Yeah, they've brought on Kenneth Feinberg, who a lot of us will know the name from the 9/11 fund, from after the massacre at Virginia Tech, and from the BP oil spill. What do you make of that decision? This is them getting ahead of things here. Why do you think that they hired Ken Feinberg?
Well, they clearly hired him because they wanted to signal that they were quite serious in doing the right thing by the victims. And it's actually, I have to say, it's surprising for a CEO only this far into the job and for a recall at this moment. I think it really does signal that they want to get this past them as quickly as possible.
Any advice that you would want to offer to Mary Barra as she continues to look into this and continues to talk about it?
When you're in that CEO position, you're getting a lot of contradictory advice, and a lot of it has to do with the financial implications. Well, if I admit that we made a mistake, how many more zeros is that going to add to compensation? And you can't think about that because what you really actually have to do is say, if I do right by my customers, if I do right by the people who depend on this to transport their children, then they will eventually pay me back. It's the only way to look at these things when you're in the midst of a crisis.
David Vinjamori is the author of the book Accidental Branding. Thanks, David.
Thank you.